This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Hurricane Hilary expected to make landfall in the U.S. state of California around 6 p.m. on Sunday. By then, it should be at tropical storm strength.
Make no mistake. This is a very, very dangerous and significant storm. Heavy rainfall, strong winds associated with this storm began today already and will be felt well beyond the center of the storm entering California.
That's Nancy Ward, California's Director of Emergency Services. There's another potential cyclone on the other side of the United States headed into the Gulf of Mexico. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says a system over the Straits of Florida and the Southern Peninsula will move into the Gulf of Mexico on Sunday, a 30% chance it will become a cyclone in the next 48 hours. Tens of thousands are being evacuated as a wildfire burns out of control on Spain's Tenerife. Just one of the wildfires burning around the world. In Canada, tens of thousands of people have been evacuated because of wildfires there. Here is British Columbia's Emergency Management Minister, Bowen Ma.
The situation is highly dynamic, and the numbers are changing all of the time. But as of now, we are currently hovering at about 30,000 people on evacuation order and an additional 36,000 people on evacuation alert.
In the province, in the northern western part of the country, there are 380 fires, 150 burning out of control. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida made a brief visit to the tsunami-wrecked Fukushima nuclear power plant on Sunday. They are about to release the radioactive water into the ocean. This is VOA News. Two presidential elections to watch Sunday after a tumultuous campaign. Guatemalans head to the polls on Sunday to elect a new president, hoping that the country's next leader will provide relief from rising prices and be able to get a handle on crime and corruption. Ecuador's holding a special election Sunday to pick a new president as well. Police and soldiers are on guard against unprecedented violence, including the assassination of one of the candidates this month. There's been a new flare-up of deadly violence between the Palestinians and Israelis in the occupied West Bank. More from Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Police stopping cars looking for a suspect after two Israelis were shot and killed at a car wash. This follows the burial of a teen who died days after he was shot by Israeli forces in a raid in the West Bank. This recent escalation marks the worst fighting in some 20 years. Since the start of this year, the Associated Press estimates nearly 180 Palestinians have been killed and 29 people have died from Palestinian attacks against Israelis. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The leader of Niger's junta, says it will restore civilian rule within 3 years. He gave no details on this plan, speaking on state television Saturday night, saying only that the principles for the transition would be decided within 30 days and at a dialogue to be hosted by the junta. He made the remarks after meeting with a delegation from the ECOWAS nations in the region for the first time in a last-ditch diplomatic effort to peacefully resolve Niger's crisis. Search and identification efforts involving dogs and heavy equipment were underway Saturday as teams worked tirelessly to find victims of the wildfires that scorched Maui. Here's Reuters correspondent Chris Dingham.
Task Force leader Todd Maglioka said teams were searching every address for human remains.
Big search area, devastating fire. I've not seen anything like this in my entire 30 years in the fire service.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green said on Friday that the death toll was still expected to rise. Green said the fast-moving Maui fire, fueled by wind gusts of up to 80 miles per hour, destroyed more than 2,200 buildings and damaged roughly 500 more at an estimated cost of nearly $6 billion.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dingham. In Washington, D.C., I'm Scott Walterman.